May 13th, 2016. This is the Morning Mix. Good morning. It's Morning Mix. JW here with Jude Robinson. Jude, good morning.
Good morning, JW. How are you?
I'm doing well. Psyched it's Friday, that's for sure.
Friday, yes, and a special Friday.
Yeah. Friday the 13th. That's right.
Yep.
You know, this is the first, and I know you're going to do the weather in a minute, but this is the first time that we've done the weather in the last 2 or 3 weeks where we haven't talked about rain and possible snow. So it's just, it's just a delightful spring period for us here.
It's a gorgeous day, yes. The current temperature outside right now is 52 degrees plus beautiful all day today. And we're expecting a high today of 75 and a high tomorrow of 75, if you can believe those temps.
Fantastic.
And Sunday we're going to get back to a little bit more of excitement. We've got a 20% chance of showers and a 30% chance of thunderstorms, with a high on Sunday expected of 64 degrees.
That's still beautiful.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, my sense is every time they have a 20 or a 30% probability, statistically, it probably shouldn't happen. But that also seems to play true in reality, in that it doesn't happen. It's usually, maybe a little cloudy or something. But, Sunday could be a real nice day.
I think the entire weekend will. And it's exciting to have something happen in the weather. We are so spoiled here. We get the weather excitement constantly.
Yeah.
Wait 5 minutes, something else will happen.
I propose that we rename Park City to the Emerald City. It's so green and beautiful this time of year before it all dries
perfect.
Out. Yep. Hey, today is Friday the 13th, and USA Today reported about an hour ago breaking down what this whole Friday the 13th thing is. It's still kind of a mystery, but first, fear of the day, Friday, the actual day, it's sort of rooted in Christianity. Jesus was crucified on a Friday. 13 guests are believed to have attended the Last Supper. Judas, the disciple who betrayed Jesus, is considered to have been the 13th guest. Weddings in the Middle Ages were never held on Fridays, and it was not a day someone would start a journey or an important project.
Interesting.
As far as the number 13th, that's kind of a mystery. There's no mention of Friday the 13th before the 19th century, so that's kind of a different thing. And one final thing in pop news, Taylor Swift's lucky number is 13. She was born in the 13th. She turned 13 on Friday the 13th. The first album went gold in 13 weeks. Her first number one song had a 13-second intro. I guess it's a lucky number
for her. Is it over for Taylor then, if she's past her 13th birthday?
No, it's her lucky number, and she's selling a ton of stuff.
She's a cute girl. I am a fan of Taylor.
Yeah.
Yep, cute girl.
Yeah. So what else is in the news? What else do you have
there?
Well,
today, I don't know if you realize it, it's not only Friday the 13th, but May 13th is the National Blame Someone Else Day.
Mm.
So you get to just go out and tell someone else it's their fault. It's not your fault today.
Now, where did that come from? Did that come from somebody made the proclamation, or did some politician actually sign that thing off?
It started with Ann Moeller of Michigan, and she said it was the one day that she started this and started the movement because she was sick of her alarm clock not going off, and she felt like if your alarm clock doesn't go off, it's a domino effect, and it had to do with the date. And so she just thought, if we just pile everything into one day and we just say for the whole year, that's it. You can't blame anybody else unless it's May 13th.
I was hoping you were going to tell me it was sanctioned by Congress or something, because that's kind of what they do. They name bridges and they name days. And sometimes they build bridges, yeah.
And they say they're planning to build bridges.
How about tomorrow, Saturday? Does that have a special day?
Tomorrow, Saturday is National Train Day.
Ooh.
Yes. Are you prepared for that?
No.
Al Roker. Now, this is something you may not realize. Al Roker was the celebrity spokesperson in 2008. Gladys Knight was the celebrity spokesperson in 2011. But 2010 was the favorite, one of my personal favorite spokespersons. It was Taylor Diggs.
Who's Taylor Diggs?
He's a very handsome actor.
Oh, okay.
I don't know him personally, but he's an incredibly handsome
actor. Well, it's good to know. Let me tell you who's going to be on the show this morning. First of all, Alicia Stockman, singer-songwriter from here in Park City. She was a founding member of Bonanza Town in 2010. Excuse me. She went off on her own in 2013, and she's doing a great job. She also has the distinction on the Morning Mix as the only artist, and we've had, I think this is our 85th show with live local music. She's the only artist to have sung four songs.
Wow.
Everyone else is two or three songs.
You're right. We've talked about this, but I did not know that you had had that amazing distinction.
Yeah. And also, see, we opened up the library. We were, you know, on site at the library during their big opening. And this happened, that happens. One of the guests didn't show up, and Alicia came in and sang a fourth song at the end of the show. So it was pretty cool.
She's an amazing artist. Yeah. I was listening to her music.
Kendall Johansson, Park City Fun Seekers. It's an over 40 singles club. Kendall's been with us before. She's going to give us an update on what's cooking with all these different meetups and all the different activities that they have. And then Kathleen Barlow talking about the Money Energy Healing event, which is coming up. If we have time, we will go to Stuff and Junk at the end of the hour. And you're listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. We shall return with Alicia Stockman right after these messages.
This is Dr. Phil Davidson of Davidson Orthopedics, KPCW supporter, providing personalized knee and shoulder care, focusing on cartilage restoration and joint resurfacing, and now incorporating stem cell therapy. More information on our website at davidsonorthopedics.com.
DeGiore Center is a proud new sponsor of KPCW. Located in the heart of High Star Ranch in Camas, the DeGiore Center is a multi-purpose event center with an indoor live performance arena, private dining rooms, meeting space, and a restaurant. More information at DeGiorecenter.com or 435-783-3113.
Morning Edition and Morning News with Leslie Thatcher is brought to you in part by Park City Medical Center, Jan's Mountain Outfitters, Deer Valley Resort, and the Promontory Foundation.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Jude Robinson. We are now joined in the studio by one of our favorite singer-songwriters, Alicia Stockman. Alicia, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah. What have you been up to?
I've had a pretty good spring. Well, winter was really busy. I played a lot of solo music. As you mentioned, I stopped playing with Bonanza Town in the fall and kind of went out on a solo endeavor and just played a bunch of different venues and played the Silver Star, played River Horse, and then I joined a songwriting group, so I've been trying to work on songwriting and writing more original music and seeing how that goes for me, and it's going so well so far.
Yeah.
I'm so fascinated by the songwriting process. What is your process? You've got this group. I love that. I would need a group.
So for me, I kind of have to force myself to sit down and do it. And yeah, it's been pretty fun. The group is great because it kind of holds you accountable for getting your work done. Mm-hmm. And it's a really great group to share things with, where it's, you know, it's kind of a vulnerable thing to write music. And so the group's great for just a positive place to share your music and have positive feedback and constructive criticism and that kind of thing. So it's kind of great that way.
That's cool.
We all like to think that we have a thick skin, but and the truth is that we don't, and especially something as personal as songwriting. So the environment that Elizabeth, and I've heard from other artists, that Elizabeth Harza has put together in her particular songwriting group workshop, it really makes people feel good. And it is constructive, so.
Yeah, it's great, and I think a lot of great ideas come out of that, and various artists from all levels can show up and kind of learn something or just try something new, and it's like a really safe space to just create and make mistakes and kind of see how it goes.
Yeah.
Like group therapy almost.
Yeah, kind of.
And we need that, by the way. We should go to the songwriting group, Jude, because you and I need a lot of help.
I was just thinking, huh?
Well, I'm speaking really for myself. Anyway.
Do a lot of fixing. Yeah.
Oh, boy, we got work to do. Hey, what are you going to sing for us first?
I brought a couple originals today and a cover, but the first song I have is called This Time, and it's a kind of a mellow set today.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
And a little bit later on in this conversation, we'll tell you how you can get in touch with Alicia and how you can buy her music. This is Alicia Stockman live on The Morning Mix.
How many times, how many ways can I tell you things can never be the same? Not anymore, you can't touch me like that. Last time was the last time taking you back. The same old lies, lies, lies. You fool me once, you fool me twice, but you won't ruin me this time. I already know what you're gonna say. Well, you can save your ragged words for another day. And I didn't make you feel the need to step out. Not like you made me feel like this was all my fault. You know I've tried, tried, tried to leave you once, to leave you twice, but now I'm leaving you this time. You don't get to win. I'm not yours anymore, but that's the way it's always been. And this time, it's not about us. It's not about you. Just about me this time. Oh, this time. You know I've cried, cried, cried for you once, for you twice, but I'm not crying for you this time.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Alicia Stockman. Wow, very nice. And you wrote that song, of course.
I did.
Okay. All right, great. How can people get your music?
I have a website. It's just aliciastockman.com. I also have a Facebook page dedicated just to the music side of things so that all my friends don't get bombarded with invites to shows. But you can go on facebook.com/AliciaStockmanMusic and find it there, or aliciastockman.com. And that'll route you to SoundCloud, where I have recordings there that you can listen to. I think the only thing for sale is the Bonanza Town EP from 2014, so we might need to do some new material up there for sale.
Yeah,
we're
exactly
working on it, you know?
Okay, sure. Yeah. Yeah, it's a work in process. Yeah.
Always. And when you're performing, you're with Joey Woodward, who is your guitarist. Is this correct?
Yeah, so he and I worked together in Bonanza Town, and starting some rumors here, but we got together recently to talk about possible next projects, so we'll see.
Excellent.
What comes
there, there's the next thing that you can now sell.
Yeah, it'd be really fun. Hopefully we can put together some original music for the next round.
What are you going to play for us next?
Ooh, I have another original. This is called I'll Tell You Again. So, yeah.
Live great on The Morning Mix, Alicia Stockman.
All right. I always want to say the right thing. I always want to ease your pain. I want to take that weight from your shoulders. And don't want you to worry about me. Just take care of yourself. And I'll be here when the world is getting colder. And when you start to wonder if I love you enough to see you through another fight with your ghosts, I'll tell you again that I'll never leave your side. I'll tell you again that I know how hard you try. I'll tell you again that I love you no matter what. I'll tell you again, I know it's getting better. Oh, I forgot the words. And we don't know the answers. We've got nothing but time. There's a light in you and I won't let it go out. And when you feel the darkness inside and out, and when you can't remember what our love is about, I'll tell you again that I'll never leave your side. Tell you again that I know how hard you try. I'll tell you again I love you no matter what. I'll tell you again I know it's getting better. And when you start to wonder if I love you enough to see you through another fight with your ghosts, I'll tell you again that I'll never leave your side. I'll tell you again that I know how hard you try. I'll tell you again I love you no matter what. I'll tell you again, I know it's getting better.
Nice, beautiful.
Thank you.
So where are you performing most, the next place where you will be performing? How's that for
there you go.
Rolling off my tongue?
The next performance I have is at the Silver Star in June. I wish I knew what date it was. It's a Thursday. Yeah, I can't remember the date, but you can find it on my website. And then the next one after that is the Utah Arts Festival. I'll be playing on the Garden Stage.
That's a big deal.
On June 24th.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. I know it's pretty hard to get into that. So yeah. It's very a big honor to be part of that show.
Huge accomplishment.
How about at Deer Valley? Are you all going to get together with singer-songwriters and do a hullabaloo or whatever it was called last year?
Last year was the Jubilee. Park City All-Star Jam.
Yes.
And that was pretty fun. I got to be part of that. They haven't determined who's going to be in it yet this year, but hopefully I can be part of it again. It was really fun. Unfortunately, last year it rained, mm-hmm. and so it kind of whittled down the crowd a little bit, but we had a blast anyway.
They should try to do it right now, because there's no rain expected at all.
Yeah.
Throw it together.
And I went to that last year. It was really good.
It was a good time.
Yeah. And you guys get along and you have a lot of fun too. It's not so tight and structured. I mean, you guys are very relaxed and you've worked together before and you're all very supportive of each other.
Oh yeah, it was a great networking event. For me, I there's a lot of artists there that I already knew and then a lot that I'd heard of but never met before or played with. So it was a great time to play music with new people and just kind of it was just an all, you know, and free for all of fun music.
Yeah, and it's early, and your voice sounds amazing.
Thanks.
And it was, I loved, found it endearing even when you forgot the words for a moment. I know how that can happen.
So what are you going to play for us next?
I'm going to play a song. This is a cover song I played for my friend's wedding last week. Well, I guess 2 weeks ago, but it was an honor to play their wedding. It was in Indiana. I took my guitar to Indiana and played the song, and the bride chose it. It's a little bit of a different rendition of a Fleetwood Mac song that I think everybody might remember.
And this brings up an interesting question. When they go to your website, not only can they get your music and find out what you're playing, but they can also contact you for gigs. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. I've done different kinds of private events. I played dinner music for a family at their house one time just because they wanted to hang out and hear live music. So we did that. I've played weddings and different, I don't know, just various events. But yeah, for booking, you can definitely contact me on my website or Facebook. Either's fine.
Well, let's make that happen. Cool. I mean, they should definitely call you and for a dinner party or for a wedding or for
Friday the 13th get together.
Yeah,
or I'm free tonight.
Or a wedding rehearsal. I mean, all sorts of different things.
Absolutely. Any kind of a get together or a space where, you know, if there were even a children's event, you could play in the background and they can just hear music is healing.
Yeah.
It's good for a brain.
I'm down.
Alicia Stockman, live on the Morning Mix.
Can you hear me calling out your name? You know that I'm falling and I don't know what to say. I'll speak a little louder, I'll even shout. You know that I'm proud and I can't get the words out. Oh, I wanna be with you everywhere. Oh, I wanna be with you everywhere. I wanna be with you everywhere. Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Well, come on, baby, we better make a start. We better make it soon before you break my heart. Oh, I wanna be with you everywhere. Oh, I wanna be with you everywhere. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you everywhere.
Very, very
nice.
Thank
you.
Yeah. Well, Alicia, thank you so much again for joining us again back here on the Morning Mix.
Absolutely. It's great to be here.
Silver Star Cafe on the 9th of June.
Thank you.
Utah Arts Festival in Salt Lake City on the 24th of June. And all sorts of other dates. All you got to do is go to her website and book her. She's available. Yeah. She's even available tonight. Short notice, right?
Right.
Yeah, she's ready to go. She's
all
ready
warmed
to go.
Up.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. Have a nice weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Yeah. When we return, we will be doing weekend events, and we will have a conversation with Kendall Johansson, Park City Fun Seekers. Here's the Beatles, USSR.
Paperback was on my knee. Man, I had a dreadful flight. I'm West, back in the USSR. Well, the delivery girls really knocked me out.
Some people may think that there's nothing going on during this weekend because it's the shoulder season.
Yeah.
Have we got a surprise for you?
What's a surprise?
Well, I don't know if you wanted to head over to the Egyptian Theater tonight, but this week... Or we're going to talk to Kathleen.
Well, we're going to talk to Kathleen right now, and we'll do weekend events right after.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
Kathleen Barlow is here, and she's going to be talking about her weekend event that she has, Money Energy Healing. And she's also, surprise, was awarded the Park City Women's Business of the Woman of the Year this week.
Thanks for having me. Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, John. Kathleen.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Congratulations. That's quite an honor.
Yeah, it was very humbling, but I am honored to be given this award this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many people were nominated for this?
Six.
Okay.
Yeah. Six amazing women.
And part of that nomination process is you are philanthropic. You've mm-hmm. got your own gig that you're doing, but the majority, you do so much for the community. And one of the things that you've done, how much money did you raise for the Girls Scholarship Fund?
So our group raised $15,000 this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is that an increase over last year?
Yeah. So last year we raised $10,000. So we increased 50% this year.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. And those are for the girls in this Park City.
Yeah. It's
area.
College scholarships for girls at the high school.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know a lot about, and this is a hard acronym, PCWBN, mm-hmm. Park City Business.
Women's. Business Network.
Business Network. Can you tell us a little bit about that group?
Yeah, sure. So we're a membership of about 120 women, business women in Park City, women who are working for themselves, who work for other people, who work for corporations. It is basically a group and a resource for women to get together and network and support each other in their businesses and in their lives.
Mm.
And so what we do for our give back to the community, we raise money for college scholarships for girls at the high school.
Oh, great.
Yeah. We meet every second Tuesday of the month. Every month is a different, we meet at different venues. We try to give exposure to new businesses by having our meetings there. We have speakers and panels so that we can supply education and resources for women in Park City.
Yeah. You know what's exciting is the acronym STEM, science, technology, engineering,
yeah.
mathematics, that two things. One, it's really cool to be smart.
Yes.
And to get involved in sciences, engineering, and mathematics, and all of that. And the second thing is that a lot more, there are many, many more girls that get it, and that they're and they're involved in engineering curriculums, scientific curriculums, and it's so exciting. Lynn Ware Peak and I try to highlight on Cool Science Radio young girls that have gotten involved in robotics competitions and engineering disciplines, yeah. and studying biology and botany and chemistry, and I mean all that's so important, and it's great to see that happen.
Yeah, it's amazing, and one of the things that we love about our scholarship is we get to meet the girls, so we interview them on the scholarship level, and what we hear back from them is the support for them to be awarded a scholarship from our group gives them not only additional money to help them for college, but it gives them support from women in the city that don't know them. So we've heard comments. It's great to get support and belief from women, not my mom, not my dad, not my family, but some people that don't know us and just get to know us and say, hey, you're worth it for us to support you.
Yeah.
It's an amazing program. And, yeah. and also the Women's Business Network, that group, mm-hmm. to be able to join women together,
yeah.
that are working at a level of as professionals and building their own businesses and with the mindset of giving back and building this community.
Yes.
That's at the heart of every single thing that we do and with every event and the conversations. Every conversation is, mm-hmm. is what are you doing for the community?
Yeah.
So, Kathleen. Mm-hmm. Mental health, physical health, financial health, all yeah. working together. You guys are going to talk about it in this yes. upcoming workshop or seminar or, mm-hmm. you know, tell us about it. First of all, what's the name of the...
So it's Understanding Your Complete Self.
Okay.
And so where this came from is in my business journey and my personal journey, I've realized that you can't just address one piece of your life. You need to look at different areas of your life to give you balance and give you a completeness, if that's even a word. So the topics of finance and nutrition and energy seem to come up a lot. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so three colleagues of mine and I decided, let us put these together and talk to women about each of these items so that we can give them tools to move forward.
And I went to the last one and it was outstanding. It's a free event.
Yes, it is.
It's and just quickly, it's and then I want to ask you a question about yeah. it, but it's at the Edward Jones office in Jeremy Ranch.
Yeah, in Pine Brook.
In Pine Brook.
Yeah,
okay.
So my office is in Pine Brook in Quarry Village. The workshop starts at 9. It goes from 9 to 11:30.
The time flies. The only request though is just reserve it because
yes.
last time, not very many people signed up to do it and it was standing room. People
yes.
were leaving and you had like 30 chairs set up.
Yes.
So it is a packed experience and it's completely worth it. The,
mm-hmm.
the day, it was a funny event, a lot of laughter. It doesn't sound, mm-hmm. the title, you know, not particularly hilarious.
Right.
Finance, energy, nutrition, blah. But it was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's cover this again.
Okay.
Saturday, tomorrow, yep. May 14th, from 9 to 11 in the morning,
yeah.
at the Edward Jones on Quarry Road, exact address, 3126 Quarry Road. Is it
yes.
in Suite 4-H, or that's your office? Is it
that's,
in
a, yeah, it's 4-H.
4-H?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, not to be confused with a 4-H club.
Exactly, exactly. And if you would like to reserve, if somebody wants to reserve a seat for tomorrow, you can call my office at 435-649-6008.
And if you don't reserve, you were great about accommodating
yes.
everybody when I went to the one last month yeah. or to whenever that was.
Yeah, we try.
Yeah.
So, Kathleen, what do you think of the market today?
The market today, John, I don't look at it on a daily basis.
we're
no, having but, a good no, week, though.
No, but looking forward, you know, you're rolling yeah. through the earnings season, and
yes.
we're getting ready for the summer.
Uh-huh.
Looking out maybe through the end of the calendar fiscal year,
yeah.
you know, what are your thoughts? Do you think we're a little overvalued? Do you think there's still some room in the equities? Bonds have gotten beat up a little bit lately. What are
yeah.
your thoughts going forward?
We still have some room in equities, but we're looking... Our outlook for the rest of the year is a little bit of a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see some ups and downs. Nothing drastic, but we're looking at a little bit of volatility this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do we typically see in the political season when a Democrat stays in, the Democrats stay in, or the Republicans get in?
So it's a good question, and I've had a lot of people ask me that over the last several months. There is no direct correlation in an election year one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Some years the stock market goes up, some years the stock market goes down. There's been a lot of research, at least, and especially this year, we're seeing a little bit of a different type of election this year. And I think that...
well, how about
understatement.
That?
So that this could be an anomaly this year, but there is no direct correlation. So just, you know, all I tell people is hold on and keep and stick with your long-term strategies.
Sure, yeah. Exactly.
Getting through the next few years, I've been looking at it, just panning out about five, because up close, I was like, I got to go further. I got to do the Kathleen theory and look even longer.
Yeah.
Kathleen Barlow has just been named Woman of the Year from the, help me with this acronym again,
Park City
Business Woman of the Year by the PCWBN.
Yes, Park City Women's Business Network.
And she is driving a fascinating get-together tomorrow, Saturday, May 14th. And it is, again, taking mental health, physical health, financial health, all working together. And
emotional health.
Emotional health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what can people expect when they attend this?
So there is some exercises. So we delve into...
Not jumping jacks.
No, right. No, we don't do jumping jacks. But we do... I work with people on what is their money story and what is their relationship with money and how do we figure that out and how do we shift it and improve it. Danielle Bryan is our energy worker, and she talks about limiting beliefs and how do we combat those. And we have Sinead Irwin, who is a holistic nutritionist, and she talks about different ways to improve your body through simple changes in your diet.
Okay.
Mainly talking about inflammation. And then we have Cindy Lopatriello, who talks to us about essential oils and how can that help us in working with these three pieces as well.
Okay,
and
good.
It makes the room smell amazing.
Yes.
And everybody's just... kicking off their shoes and dumping it on their feet and putting it wherever she says, even the peppermint, which was hot.
Kathleen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Best of luck tomorrow. Hope you have a good show. I mean, a good good seminar. And here's to the market. Let's hope we don't want too much volatility.
Mm-mm.
Although, you know, some instruments like volatility. So,
Thanks for your time today, you guys.
Okay. We shall return right after these messages. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW. We'll return with weekend events and a conversation with Kendall Johansson from Park City Fun Seekers. Stay with us.
Support for KPCW comes from Squatter's new Squasatch Hoppy Pilsner, available at Squatter's or Wasatch Brew Pub. Squatter's, over 25 years of brewing craft beers. Good for what ails you.
Hi, I'm Julie Hopkins at Keller Williams Real Estate. I share KPCW's pride in our community, and so I love supporting the Daily Lost and Found Report on KPCW and their coverage of Park City's fantastic nonprofits. For real estate, it's jhparkcity.com, and for Lost and Found, it's KPCW every day.
Hi, I'm Matt from San Francisco Design, longtime supporter of KPCW. We provide a mix of contemporary and mountain modern home furnishings for a unique Park City lifestyle. Our showrooms are in Park City and Salt Lake and offer complete design services. We are on the web at sanfrandesign.com. San Francisco Design, love your home.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Jude Robinson.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Well, we're going to do some weekend events now. I'll tell you what's cooking for the weekend. First of all, at the Egyptian Theater, a delightful stage adaptation of the much-beloved series for young readers by Barbara Park that shines with upbeat, doo-wopping original music, production features, and I love all this stuff, an all-youth cast and crew from the Egyptian youth theater program. Showtime, 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday, with a special Saturday matinee at 2 p.m.
And the Park City Film Series presents Doe, directed by John Goldschmidt. This is a warm-hearted and humorous story about overcoming prejudice and finding redemption in unexpected places. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 6 at the Jim Santee Auditorium.
And then at the Kimball Junction Cafe Gallery, Take Flight, Alaska from Above presents stunning photographs by Mark Reed from the remote Arctic plains to the old-growth forests of coastal southeast Alaska. And anyway, it sounds like a really cool exhibit.
Yeah, and then at 2 o'clock this afternoon, you can get involved with the Lego Club at Park City Library. The address is 1255 Park Ave in the Story Room. You can come and build with us, unleash your creativity, and build whatever your heart desires.
Here's a new event for Park City, and it's 8 o'clock tomorrow, Saturday. It is the inaugural event of the Mountain Bike Technical Development Series. The series is for juniors only, racing age 18 and under. Each event features an obstacle challenge alongside two other races with a some sort of special race at the end of the day. The event will feature cross-country race followed by the technical course and then a mountain bike to the finish, and that is at Soldier Hollow.
At another event, Saturday at 8 a.m., Pride in Your Park. This is an event that goes from 8 a.m. until noon at the Wasatch Brew Pub, 250 Main Street. Recycle Utah sponsors Pride in Your Park, a community cleanup day on Saturday, May 14th. A free continental breakfast will be provided for cleanup day. Volunteers by Wasatch Brew Pub at the top of Main Street.
One of the things I like about spring most is all the great cars are out on the road. And tomorrow, from 9 to 11 a.m. in Hugo's parking lot, which is down in Kimball Junction. It's Cars and Coffee. It's the first one of the season. All makes and models, welcome. Come out, talk cars, have coffee, make new friends.
At 3 o'clock on Saturday, there's the Park City Film Series, Tales of the Night. This is to support the dual immersion program. And it's Tales of the Night is a renowned animated film. The time is Saturday, 3 o'clock at the Jim Santee Auditorium. You can call them for more details and information.
And finally, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Pub, which is at 1900 Park Avenue. Everyone's familiar with it. Great place for breakfast and, of course, for dinner and lunch and all that. They are doing something special in the month of May. They are providing a guilt-free dessert. It's carrot cake for $5, and 100% of the proceeds go to... And the name of the group is, I'm looking for the group, and anyway, it's a special Hope House. It's similar to Ronald McDonald's, but it's for adults only. It's not just for kids. So they're doing that, and I think in the first week, they'd sold over 500 carrot cakes. So
wow.
Go in there and get a piece of carrot cake, and 100% of the proceeds go to the Hope House. We shall return right after these messages.
Hi, this is Charlie Taylor with New Park Terrace and Crandall Capital, delighted to support local radio and KPCW. New Park Terrace offers new townhomes with walkable access to shopping, dining, nightlife, public health club, the Park City Trail Systems, and more. Located in the heart of New Park Town Center, more information can be found at newparkterrace.com or 435-602-9995.
This is Craig McCarthy with the Park City Chamber Bureau. Joining the Chamber Bureau provides your business with lots of benefits, from business-to-business networking and promotional opportunities to access to our 1,000-plus membership database. Becoming a member of the Park City Chamber Bureau is a great investment for your business. Information on joining is online at visitparkcity.com or call us at 649-6100. The Park City Chamber Bureau is a nonprofit organization.
You look like you're about to pop. Wow, your ankles are really swollen. You're just really emotional right now. People say a lot of dumb things to pregnant women. But here's a smart thing to say. Choose Park City Medical Center for your delivery. We offer three OBGYNs, a neonatal nurse practitioner, tele-NICU services, and all the pampering you and your baby deserve. Park City Medical Center. It's the smartest thing you can say to someone who's expecting. We're a nonprofit community hospital and a proud supporter of KPCW.
Back. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. Jude Robinson here with me, JW.
Good morning, JW. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm psyched for the weekend.
Me too. And I'm just excited that we had so many great things to report.
Yeah.
Activities to do here in our quiet little town and things that you can do just to get out there and stay connected.
Yeah. You know, we have a listener on the line. I think that might be our third guest. Let's see. Bum, 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 bum. Push a couple buttons here
just
and see what happens. Listener, you're on the line.
I just called because you read a PSA about the cars and coffee, and I missed part of that. Is that tomorrow or is that Sunday?
That would be tomorrow, I believe. Let's see.
Yeah, let me find that.
We're going to find that. Hold on.
Hang on. It is at Hugo's at Kimball Junction in the Visitors Center.
And it is Saturday at 9 a.m.
Great. Thanks for the update. I'm enjoying the show. Thanks.
Oh, thank you. Do you have a car that you're going to be bringing with you?
Yes.
What do you got?
Oh, gosh. I could tell you it's a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or an Aston Martin, but it's none of the above.
Well, that's okay. That's cool. What do you got?
I got an Audi.
All right.
Audi TT. Yeah. It'll be fun. I look forward to it. Are you going to be there?
I'm going to try to make it down there. Absolutely.
Great. What are you driving?
I've got a Mustang convertible GT.
Nice. Yeah. I'll look for it. What color?
It is, I think they call it Arctic Blue.
Oh, sounds nice.
Yeah.
I've seen it. It's beautiful. For it.
I'll look for it tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Well, I thought that might have been our guest, but I think our guest has stood us up.
No. Snap.
Well, you know, hey. It's got to happen every once in a while, huh? Although, I don't remember the last time that happened. But anyway, let's talk about other stuff. We have all sorts of things we can talk about.
Well, if you want to participate this weekend, it is also the National Chocolate Chip Day on Sunday.
God, they have all these. It's like 365 days
of
a year.
There's something to celebrate.
Yeah.
That's what you need to know. You can find something to celebrate.
And today we're celebrating Blame Someone Else.
I know, isn't it great just
blame
to
someone
know
else day.
Who will you blame?
So how does that work out? Like something happens and you
I
just blame someone
that,
else.
That you can use your creative prowess and determine who you really think is at fault for all of the things that you've suffered, been made to suffer through. Again, as Anne, and I do not recall her last name, but I will find that, the person who started this, let's see, Moeller, M-O-E-L-L-E-R, of Clio, Michigan, started this in 1982. It all began because her alarm clock didn't go off. So maybe she needs to figure out, or probably has, who made that alarm clock. It's their fault.
Yeah, okay, got it.
It's their fault.
You know, there are so many surveys of so many things, and this one caught my eye, and it is... do you ever catch yourself rolling your eyes at your partner or getting a little too sarcastic during a conversation? Well, according to researcher John Gottman, who is this renowned researcher.
I know John Gottman. Yes, I've read his
books. Washington, University of Washington psychology professor and his team from the Gottman Institute. They say that those small behaviors are not innocent at all, and it's actually a contemptuous behavior. And they also say that don't ever tell your spouse that you're overreacting. When you say that someone's overreacting, what you're saying is that their feelings are unimportant to you. Instead of telling your partner that they're overreacting, listen to their point of view.
It's hostile. And, you know, when I read that, I started reading some of his books, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago. And I really understood that completely. I stopped doing any of those behaviors at all.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think Kendall Johansson is outside somewhere in the area. We're going to see if we can get her on. We shall return right after these messages. Stay with us.
Explore the place where Olympic dreams came true in 2002. Utah Olympic Park is open daily from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Stroll through the free Alf Ingen Ski Museum and Eccles 2002 Olympic Winter Games Museum, or take a guided tour and learn the inner workings and remarkable stories of this amazing Olympic venue.
Utah Olympic Park is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing winter sport and recreation opportunities and a KPCW supporter.
And we are back here on the Morning Mix, and joining us now is Kendall Johansson from Park City Fun Seekers, the over 40 Singles Club. Found it December 2014 when Kendall was first on our show. She had 50 people that had signed up, and then we had her on our show, I think it was last fall, she had 200 people. And now, how many people do you have now?
Now we have 384.
384. Wow. Park City Fun Seekers. What are you guys doing? I mean, I see the meetup invitations all the time. You guys get together for hiking, Deer Valley concerts. What sort of things do you do?
We have a variety of events. We like to do every fun thing. And we've done everything from go to Colorado for rafting to the Color Festival with the Hare Krishnas.
Oh, when you throw the powder up in the air?
Yes. Yeah. And next year, I think we'll actually be inspired to do the 5K as well, the Color 5K.
Cool. Yeah. I did the Color Festival, and I didn't even know about your group. But it's a very cool event.
Well, next time we need you to join us because we're having a lot of fun.
Are you? Yeah. Do you guys know that it's National Dance Like a Chicken Day?
I did not know that, but we need to get that on our schedule, clearly.
Well, yeah. And I think it's important to point out that this is not a dating group, but a friendship eventually turns into more. You know, you can thank Kendall.
We have people of all varieties joining our group, and basically, anyone that wants to have fun is welcome. We have actually had one love connection.
Really?
Wow. Yes. So my friend Winifred joined the group right after she got divorced and came to a few concerts and met someone serious through our group. But mainly, we're just for friendship.
Yeah, get out and do something, meet some other people, and see everything that Park City has to offer. And it's a lot more fun doing something in a group than it is just off there on yourself.
Absolutely.
By yourself.
Absolutely. Yep. You get to have the group experience and the group power.
Yes, we go to a lot of the concerts. I'm sure that you two take advantage of the free concerts in Park City during the summer.
Oh, yeah.
And we usually have a big group there.
And you've got a group for B-52s, I think.
Love Shack Baby. Of course we're going to that.
Love Shack Baby. What a great song that
no,
is.
No, I know.
God, just the best. Just the best. Well, let's see. How do people get in touch with you if they want to be on the meetup email?
We have a standard ad in the Park Record, so you can find us through there. But also, if you just remember to Google Park City Fun Seekers, there we are. Oh, and also, we're having a big celebration for so many people that have joined this meetup, which actually made me have the best year of my life after my divorce. And it's going to be at Jordan Nell on July 16th. We'll be doing boating, jet skiing, kiteboarding, and we rented a water tramp. And later on, there will be public fireworks.
Oh, boy.
When is that?
That is July 16th. It's called Fire on the Water at Jordan Nell. Come join us.
Kendall Johansson, Park City Fun Seekers, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we shall return right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Tom Pettigrew from Park City Mountain and a proud supporter of KPCW. Park City welcomes three new kids-specific adventure activities for the summer aimed at improving confidence and connections with the outdoors. More information on new summer activities and all the other programs can be found at parkcitymountain.com.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
Well, we are back. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW. It's a fun show today, huh?
Sure has been.
Yeah.
Got a lot of great ideas of things that I'm going to do over the next few days. This beautiful weather.
Yeah.
Should we hear, do you want me to tell you what this weather is going to be like?
Oh,
just
please,
so that you know.
Please do.
Current temps, maybe, they might be a little higher than this now, but current temp 52. High expected today of 75, Saturday 75. Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers, 30% chance of thunderstorms. And we'd also like to thank our sponsors, Utah Olympic Park, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pubs, Crandall Capital, Park City Film Studios, Park City San Francisco Designs, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties.
And next week, just a little teaser, tell you what's cooking here on the Morning Mix. Next week, we have Shannon Runyon. She will be our musical guest. And Janet LaPera, who is a top 50 Ladies Pro Golf Association instructor. She's top 50 in the world, according to Golf Magazine. So that's pretty cool. We want to thank you all for joining us this morning. This is KPCW in Park City, and you are listening to the Morning Mix. We hope you all get out and enjoy this beautiful spring weather, and we will talk with you next week. NPR.